Yeah. This is Jeff Hecker talking with Monroe Gretzky, and I'm so excited to find you. It is Valentine's Day, February 14th, and for me, I guess that's probably appropriate since I have a love affair with cars.
Well, I'm getting up there in years, you know.
Well, how old are you?
87.
Well, it's great. You sound very good, and you're not that far from me. You're only down there on the other coast of Florida. But, you know, I just did a two-part story all about Shell Cavalli's BMC fiberglass car. But, you know, before I tell you or ask you about that, can I ask you a little bit about your background? Tell me how you got involved with cars and singers and so forth.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, when I got out of the service, I was fooling around with a lot of different things, and my family was in the whiskey business. It's a story how I got to know Bill Vaughn in New York, and with Bill Vaughn, I wasn't doing anything. I was looking to get into something, so I thought I went to work with him. And he was about disorganized as my father. And he got a letter from the factory. He was the singer distributor. And they had a guy in California who wanted to buy some singers from him. And he never got around to selling it to him. And the factory sent him a letter. And let me get this straight. And the guy wouldn't sell him for California. And I told him, I said, you know, you got to open California eventually. He says, well, I said, you know what's going to happen? This guy's going to write the factory and try to steal your franchise. And sure as hell, a couple of months later, that's what happened.
Now, who did that happen to, Monroe?
It happened to Bill Vaughn.
So
he's born in New York. Vaughn Motors had the U.S. Singer distributorship.
Right. And he had it in New York. I haven't got the address in front of me, but...
He had his agency in New York.
Okay. And it was stolen from him?
No. So the guy wrote to the factory, and he said, I don't know who told you I don't have that, but I'm sure I have a very good reason, you know, for not having sold him. And they wrote back to him, how about California? See, to Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
So I had now been in the imported car business about 60 days, and I said, I'll tell you what I'll do, Bill. I said, you give me the 11 Western states, and I get it financed. You know, and I'll go out to California and start Singer. And I made a deal with him like that, you understand.
Right.
And I knew as much about cars. Well, I knew about cars. In fact, I had had a Willys agency in Virginia.
Well, you're like Shell then, who started himself in 46 with a Willys agency.
What's that?
Shell Cavalli started with a Willys agency too.
Yeah. Well, Cavalli, yeah, I knew Cavalli, yeah. Well, he. And so I went out to California, and Singer was very uncooperative.
Hmm.
In other words, when I wanted to buy Singer, I realized I needed a lot more money than I had.
Right.
And so I said, what the heck, I'll try. So I happened to have a good, and I got to jump the story around a little bit.
It's okay.
I had a girlfriend in New York I was going to with, and I went to this jewelry store in Beverly Hills. And I was looking at some costume jewelry and some earrings for her, and the earrings was $100. And I'm sitting in the store, and there's an old guy younger than me now, sitting at the counter, and I always talk to people and kid around, and I said to him, I said, by the way, I said, I didn't know who he was, I said, I'm buying these earrings for a girlfriend in New York, and you look like a man with a lot of experience with women, can you give me an idea what to say on a letter, you know, on a card?
Right.
And, So we got talking, and he said, by the way, he says, my name is Obey. He's the guy that who's making the jewelry and selling it all over the world. He happened to be in the store.
Wow.
And he says, what are you doing out here? I said, I just got out shortly. Yeah, I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going in the imported car business. He said, oh, he said, how you doing? I said, you really want to know? He said, I haven't got enough money, you know, to import the cars, because the factory wanted a letter of credit when you ordered it, a letter of credit when you got them on the boat, and a letter of credit when you got them, so you had to order three times more cars than necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, is it a good product? I said, yes, it should sell. He says, last a minute. So he calls up the Hollywood State Bank in Hollywood. He said, hey, he said, and he was one of the owners of it. He said, I got a young fella here who's got a very good product and needs some money. Why don't you see him tomorrow and see if you can help him out?
Uh-huh.
Just like that.
Wow.
And the next day I had a couple $100,000 in credit. Just like that, just one of those things.
Wow.
Now I'm looking for a place to operate on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I had come out to California from New York. I had never been to California before. And one thing I knew is I wasn't going to be able to go into the service business. I just wanted a retail store in a good spot away. And I saw the huge dealerships, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm driving around looking, and I see this place on the corner. Do you know California at all?
A bit, because I go out there for this research about twice a year.
Oh, so I'm driving around, and I'm on Wilshire and Hauser.
Okay.
And on the corner is a retail store that's vacant. And I said, that'd be a great spot for an automobile agency if I just want to have a showroom. So it was owned by the Markets. And I went to them, and I signed a lease on that store. And I said, now I've got to find a place to do service. So I signed a lease, gave money. My partners in New York gave me all the money, you understand?
Right now, what was the name of your company in California that you opened up then?
Warn Singer Motors of California.
Oh, man, you're just the person that I've been wanting to talk to for the last 5 years.
5 years?
Well, I've been doing this research on forgotten fiberglass cars. And
I was the guy who started it. That was my company.
Well,
so we were at 6730 Sunset Boulevard.
Wow, because we even got pictures. We even found pictures lately, Monroe, of 8x10 glossies that you had done back in the day for promotional pictures of Warn Singer Motors in California.
Oh yeah. Well. Okay. I'm not a youngster. I can't jump around. I gotta jump around.
Well, let me try Peter one more time on the phone. Would it be okay if I put you on hold again?
Sure.
Because hold on.
Where are you at now?
I'm in Tampa, Florida. So.
In Tampa.
Yeah, I'm close by for a little bit. Let me try to get him one more time. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, hold on 1 second, okay?
All right.
Monroe, are you there?
Yeah.
And Peter?
Peter Kircher.
Yeah, hi.
Well, yeah, let me introduce you. Peter, Monroe, how young are you this year?
How long what?
How young are you this year?
80, well, I was born in 7/11/25. 1925,
okay. All right, just to tell you, I had all the confidence in the world that you were still with us, but my good friend Peter here said, nah, Monroe's not with us anymore. So we had to... I knew you'd be around. He even just told me a few minutes ago, no, there's... Didn't you... But I'm so happy to prove him wrong, because you sound great. Monroe owned... He was just telling me the whole story, and I've been recording it. He was good friends with Bill Vaughn, and then opened the dealership.
Bill Vaughn was my partner.
Mm-hmm.
He was your partner, was he?
Yeah.
And so he was just telling me how the whole finances worked out in New York, and you were telling me about...
So let me finish.
Sure, go ahead.
So now I'm looking for... Now I said, well, I got a showroom. I got to find a place to do service. I flew two cars out to California for me. I flew two cars. I wanted to drive around in an automobile and start looking around. So I put them on an airplane from New York.
Wow.
It didn't cost that much in those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now I'm driving around, and I'm driving down Sunset Boulevard, and I see this showroom, this place. It's a big service place, no automobile franchise, you understand? That you got places where you can drive right in off Sunset Boulevard. And I go in there, and I ask them if they'd be interested in doing my service. Yeah. He said, how would you like to rent the two shoe showrooms in the front of my place? I just bought another place, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So I contacted my partner in New York, and I told him I'm liable to have to lose the money. You know what I mean? But this is the place ideal for me. So, by the way, they're only a block away from where the new, what would they call it? The new place for the where they on Sunset Boulevard. So now I signed a lease there, and I put in my part. So now I got a showroom right on Sunset Boulevard. And so, do you have any magazines, any pictures of my ads?
Oh yeah,
I've got a picture of your showroom.
I was telling Peter, that you've collected some glossies. I don't think you have more than one, but 8x10 glossies of the Von Singer showroom in California.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I've got one of the showroom, and I've got one of the service bay, which was, I'm just trying to, I forget who owned the service bay.
Schaefer Automotive.
Schaefer Automotive, yeah. I've got a picture of the inside of the Schaefer Automotive service center.
You got a picture of me?
No, in fact, one of the things we want to find out is we don't need them anywhere quick, but did you save any pictures from the day, Monroe?
I have a few.
Okay.
Not much. But for instance, one of my friends, I made a good friend with a guy who was a magazine, with all the movie magazines. You know, on television today, they have the demo, they have the gossip stuff. In those days, the gossip guys were the magazines. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was good friends with this one guy. And I'd lose the story. I have pictures of ads, you know. By the way, you know, I win all the. Do you got records of me winning the races in the Singer?
I have a picture of Bill Kerrigan.
You got Bill Kerrigan, is that right?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
I spoke to him last year. I don't know where he is right now. I haven't. Actually, I spoke to him, I think, about 8 months ago, and he had a minor stroke about a week after. And I haven't actually spoken to him since.
Yeah, he was driving my car.
Yeah, yeah. And
I didn't want to drive in competition. Because I wanted a top driver.
Yeah. And Kerrigan was a pretty decent driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter and I have been working on all the Singer specials that were doing stories. Actually, he's been doing this longer than I have. But what were the other ones we looked at?
Do you have Marilyn Monroe in the Singer?
Yeah, we've got all those pictures.
That cover story?
Donald O'Connor.
You got the Donald O'Connor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know who the girl in the picture is?
I do.
Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds, yeah.
You see, you're talking to the right guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I took those pictures. Well, anyway, I used to push for free space in magazines and so.
Mm-hmm.
So the one guy told me, you know, Motor Trend said, you know, Monroe is such an ugly car. He says, now if you had Marilyn Monroe in the car, then we'd put it on the cover. You know, you're making a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I went and got that picture of Marilyn Monroe in the Singer, And I told the guy, I said, he said, well, I was just kidding. I said, you know, this thing cost me $500. Didn't cost me anything. I said, are you going to give me the money for the $500 for taking the picture? I was a good friend with Peterson, you know, Peterson Publications.
You know,
when he was, Peterson, Hot Rod Magazine was his first magazine.
Yeah.
His first location was on Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. And then of course, I knew Peterson. I used to go over there. And I used to try to contact the right people. Then we used to hang out in the, how old are you?
I'm 60.
Peter's 60, I'm 48.
You're 60. We used to hang out on the strip in Hamburger Hamlet.
Oh, yeah.
you heard the name, didn't you?
Yeah.
Of course, it became a big place up on the strip out there. And then you have pictures with Sammy Davis, with the singer?
I have that one as well, yeah.
Oh, you got to, I don't have any of them.
Well, what we'll probably do, Monroe, if it's okay with Peter, is Peter and I will combine. He's got more than I do. But we'll combine forces and put together a package, make copies, and send it to you. Would you like that?
Not really.
No?
I've got no really use for it.
Okay.
But you don't have any. See, I didn't take many pictures of me.
No, we need pictures of you, too. You were a mystery person.
Yeah, I know. I was a businessman, you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has anyone contacted you over the last many years to talk about singers?
Not in 40 years.
Wow, this is fun. That's just fun.
You're the first person. And then who was the guy who was the finance guy, fiberglass guy who made the Kaiser fiberglass. Do you have anything on that?
Well,
Barry Fuller is the guy you're talking about.
Who?
Black.
Well, not
Barry Fuller.
What he's actually talking about you're talking about Bill Tritt from Glassbar.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glassbar. Yeah.
Right. Bill Tritt is still alive. He's 93. He's a good friend, Monroe, of mine. He's been helping.
Is that right?
He's been helping with research as well.
Tell him who you talked to.
Because
he was down the street. He had the little price down there. See, Glassbar is the name of his company.
Right.
You know how he got the company name Glassbar?
Well,
I started when I had the singer. I wanted to make tops for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he made some fiberglass tops for the singer.
Is he the